Hi, welcome today. So as part of the podcast series, I was looking for a little bit of inspiration and I got chatting to a mentor a couple of months back and I was like, well, so what do you think? And she gave me some wonderful constructive feedback and I was looking for a bit of inspiration on what topic to do next. So we're going beyond the soles with this one and it's all about foot fetishism. I know your probably face has dropped as I said that. Even I'm sort of getting used to it actually even coming out my mouth and talking about it and discussing it. So why do I want to bring this to the forefront of people's minds and actually from an educational perspective is when I treat my patients every week, especially new clients, they say to me, you must love feet. And I'm like, I actually don't love feet. I love my job. I get a lot of job satisfaction. I love my patients. I'm very results driven, but I actually don't love feet. And it's something that I've been asked thousands of times throughout my career, probably stemming over the decades now. But I really, really don't, just to share that unimportant fact with you. So really what I then wanted to do was actually as a healthcare professional, I don't know anything about foot fetish. We're not really taught about it. It's not really discussed in our publications. So that's number one. And two is I've not really had a patient come to me admitting that they have it and what they do and what help and advice I can actually give them. So one, I also thought, well, what is it? What causes it? What's the pros of it and what's the cons of it? So really, this is what this podcast is about, is the research that I have found of really what is out there. And to actually answer those questions. And, you know, sexual activity with your feet, there is a negative side to foot fetish, which we will discuss later on in the podcast. So as with anything, you start a bit of research, you start with Google Trends. So I really wanted to know how many people were actually Googling this, which was fantastic to actually use that as a starting point. So what I found from 2004 to the current day, the number of people Googling it has drastically decreased massively. And I think there's a few reasons for that, which I will cover. So the country which is Googling the most at the moment for foot fetish is St. Helena. The second one is Armenia. The third one is Iran. So a bit closer to home, a bit more relevant for you listeners at times. The USA is number 11 and the UK is number 12. So there are still people out there that are interested. There's not really much on Google with regards to search terms or what valid information is out there from what I could see. But I do suspect that a lot of people are using sites like Pornhub to actually really research what foot fetish is and actually want to see it more in action. Rather, you're definitely not going to get that sort of content on Google, rightly so. The other thing that I also feel that there's a lot more awareness of what it is now, but a lot of people still think it's weird, it's creepy, it's disgusting. So it's a normal sexual activity. It's about 50% of people have a foot fetish. Those who have fetishes, it's all about feet, about 50% of them. It's really in the media, so any decent newspaper, magazine, anything health, beauty, they've all covered this over the recent years when I had a really good deep dive. A lot of it's in, as education, and a lot of it is if you actually want to explore, where do you go, what do you want to do? Interestingly, more recently, Quentin Tarantino's been mocked for having it, and also Kourtney Kardashian's husband has also, Travis Baker has also been in the media about it, and they've also discussed how they use it. I think it's out there. It's like trends, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. So really, when I looked more into this, it's on Love Island. It's on a Grindr. You can select and tag if you're a foot person in the app. You can find podcasts on it. You can find vlogging on it. You can find hashtags on it. Even more recently, it's in the iconic House of Dragons. It's displayed of foot fetishism actors in there. But interestingly, what makes me laugh about that is, you know, there's incest on it and there's women breastfeeding grown men on it. And that's causing no uproar, however the foot fetish is. So really, it's a mainstream sexual kink. It's normal, it's healthy, it's out there. So yeah, FYI, that's sort of the research that I found. The more I actually researched, the more I actually found it very insightful from a medical healthcare perspective. And in a 20-year career so far, I've never had anyone ask me anything. And I just actually found that quite surprising, actually. So many people have a foot fetish out there, whether they choose to admit it or not. And I think there's a lot of shame that's felt if people actually want to have that conversation very openly. I think more and more and more as people explore their sexuality there and it's normalized, hopefully foot fetish, I think, will naturally come with that over time. One thing is a lot of people don't know what it is, why they have it, if they do have it, and they're very curious, some people, to explore why it actually exists and what it actually means for them. So basically, foot fetish is called also podophilia. And a lot of people will say what causes it online, and there's a lot of theories out there, but I really just want to go in what recent research is there for some researchers. So some neuroscientists have actually researched and connected the feet to a part of the brain called your somatosensory part of your brain. So that is full with lots of nerve endings, and so are your feet. So when the feet were being, in their research, when the feet were being touched in a sensory way, it was highlighting that part of the brain. And that part of the brain is where your feet and your sex organs are side by side. So a lot of people feel it's evolution, which is actually playing a part in that. Or others are just actually saying where you have heightened that part of your brain is extremely sensitive to your feet. So again, it's a theory. There's no true science out there, unfortunately, is to say A equals B. That just doesn't exist. There's quite a few theories out there about your childhood experience of feet, but in all honesty, I've dismissed them. They're a theory and I really didn't see much validity in them. So yeah, it's a real, what actually causes it, we don't know. But there's a lot more to how it makes you feel and the empowerment it actually gives you and the things that you can do to actually perform it quite safely, which I'll go into now. The other research that I looked into was really how to explore this safely. So I just really wanted to share that with you. So a lot of it is just actually having an open, honest chat conversation with your partner, see what they're prepared to explore and do. Do it in a very tactile, respectful way. A lot of people, from what I can have explored, is a lot of people feel shame and embarrassment about this, and that they feel that sometimes there needs to be a compromise in the relationship where one wants to try something different to the other and actually coming together for that. So I would just say, just explore that in a very respectful way and seeing what you're open to. Honesty is the best thing in any situation like this, really, from what I've read and from my own experience. And also foot care is so important. I mean, I battle on about it every day. It's my job, you see me online every day, it is there. So it's actually being foot aware and actually taking care of your feet, and you know, it's not letting your feet become an absolute hindrance in your foot play. Another side is actually the downside to foot fetishism and actually using them in sexual acts, your feet. So basically, one of them really was domination. Humiliation is what a lot of people felt and experienced, but a lot of people want and to feel that experience. So really, I would just explore that with your partner in a lot more detail and actually set some clear boundaries in place. The other thing to be aware of, and the downside, is actually you can get STIs from your feet. Which, when I did my research, one of my dearest friends locally is actually a sexual health nurse. So I sent her a voice note. Think I'm crazy. I'm doing this podcast, but can I just check in on STIs? She said there is any skin to skin contact, there is always risk of infection. So yes, fungal, viral infections and syphilis tend to be the hot potatoes with footplay, basically, which I actually thought was quite important to share with you, because in a lot of the articles that I've read and the research that I've done, that's not actually mentioned. So I really wanted to bring that to the forefront of things here today. And that, you know what, whatever you decide to do, you deserve the pleasure. So go away, enjoy it. I feel from a podiatry perspective, we probably need to be more clued up as a profession, especially with the research that I've done of actually how prevalent it is out there, and how, I don't know if the word is ignorant or not, but I do feel we need to be more awareness and more research actually needs to be done so we can further help patients and their needs. So yeah, that's me signing out. Cheers, guys. I would love your feedback. This is a massive hot potato. I actually felt a little bit uncomfortable reporting on it, but then I felt, because that uncomfortableness, I felt it was the right thing for me to do as a healthcare professional, that I could better help and serve my community and the patients that I see, but actually drive change, that this is a normal sexual healthy kink that's out there. Cheers. Enjoy, guys. Bye.